Welcome to the Consistent 5K Club. I'm Elise Coulson, your host. I'm a K-12 educator turned VA turned business coach. I've helped over 50 plus moms and women just like you create sustainable businesses as service providers. I'm here to give you quick, tangible tips and tricks to take your online service provider business from those 1 to 2K months to reaching those consistent 5K months without burnout or having to create digital products or even an agency. Through this podcast, I will be sharing with you the habits needed to create consistent 5K months. These habits will allow you to run a sustainable and successful business that supports your dream life and finally experience the freedom you've been craving ever since starting your online business. If you're ready, hop in those headphones and let's get to it. Hello! Welcome back to the Consistent 5K Club. I am Elise Coulson, and I am so stinking excited that you are here and that you are listening to another episode. If you are brand new, you've never listened to any of the episodes of the Consistent 5K Club, definitely encourage you to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. There's some really like juicy nugget ones. And today is going to be another one of those. It's going to be another like super juicy episode that I know is just, it's one of the things that I hear my coaching students ask questions about all the time. And I see it all over the social medias. And so I know that this topic in particular is a sticky situation, and I'm here to give you some guidance and some tips and tricks to make sure that you are doing this in a way that is still in alignment with who you are and not like underselling yourself. And also you can then communicate to people like why you're charging what you're charging. So we're talking all about pricing today. And some of the things that we referenced when I talked to you about how to price yourself and price your offers and those sorts of things is going to reference back to my simple framework. And so it's really important that you understand that this is completely and totally in alignment with what I teach and how I help done for you service providers, just like yourself, reach those consistent income goals. And particularly consistent 5K months, especially if you're only wanting to work part-time hours. I find that like 5K is like really that sweet spot, which is one of the big reasons why this is called the Consistent 5K Club and why my mission and vision is to help done for you service providers just like yourself create consistent 5K months, because that still allows us to live our lives like only working 20 hours a week and still make a good chunk of money serving really amazing clients. Like, it's just a really nice sweet spot. I find that it's fairly applicable to many, many, many service providers, even though there's a lot of noise in the online space that essentially makes you feel like 5K months is like not a big deal, which just drives me crazy. But that's not what this episode is about. So maybe we will do an episode where I like share with you some of the things that I hear and I see in the online space that just like drive me bonkers and are not helpful to getting you to the places you want to in your business and in your life. So pricing is a big deal. This is essentially one of the big cornerstones to being able to create consistent income in your business and do it in such a way that you're not completely overloading yourself with a whole bunch of clients. Like, one of the big misconceptions that we have in this online space is that in order to reach different income goals, I just have to work with more clients and I have to do it at a certain rate. And if I hit a specific rate, then people aren't going to want to work with me anymore. It's going to be an automatic no. And I can honestly tell you from personal experience, from working with all of my coaching students, from all of the different people that I have known over the last 5.5 years of doing this, that like, if somebody is giving you a pricing objection, it's not that that pricing objection isn't honest and true. Like, this is one of the things that we have to be okay with is that there are absolutely going to be people who say no, and they tell you that it's because of pricing. And the reality is, like, it is because of pricing. But the thing that you need to know is that there are going to always be people who charge less than you do. Always. I mean, and just because you charge less doesn't mean that it is easier to land clients. In fact, I have found very often that the people who pay the least can sometimes be the hardest clients to work with. Not always, definitely not always. There are some really lovely people, especially at different points of their business, where when they hire somebody, they're doing so with a limited budget, and yet they are still really wonderful people to work with. However, as a general statement, people who are not paying you as much and who are incredibly focused on the amount of money that they are giving to you, or like investing in you, or using you as an expense on their list of expenses for their business, those people who are not paying as much do tend to be more micromanaging. Whereas when we work with people and you see your own value and you bring that to the table and you can communicate with your clients what the value is that you are bringing to the table, how it's going to help transform their business, and you feel really confident about being able to provide that transformation, then the yeses come so much easier and at a higher price than you were charging before. Okay. If you are brand new and you are like, I really want to hit consistent 5K months, that's really important. I want to quit my job. I want to do it as fast as possible. There's a lot of things that we talk about on this podcast that are not applicable to you yet. I firmly believe that there is this space when you first start out where you do have to try some things. You have to figure out what you want your area of expertise to be. And you can't really do that until you try things. So we are not talking about beginner pricing. When I am talking to you about how to figure out your pricing, it is about you being at a point where you know and understand and have owned your niche. You know who you are helping and how you are helping them. And it is with intention that you are reaching out to these people. Because honestly, you can create the most beautiful packages in the world, but if you're kind of just reacting to anyone who comes at you, you're still going to be making custom proposals. You're still going to be second guessing yourself when it comes to pricing. And you're still going to be feeling like you don't have a real good hold on how you're running your business. And you're working with people you don't really want to be working with. I see it happen all the time. There are all kinds of service providers who are making 5K. There are all kinds of service providers who are making more than 5K and not doing the things that I talk about. But I will tell you that as a general whole, they're not super happy in their business. They're working a lot more hours than they want to be working. They're definitely getting into the sticky pieces of trading time for money. And I'm just not about that. Once you realize who you're helping and how you're helping them, you step into a level of expertise. And when you step into that expertise space, that authority space, that is going to affect your pricing. It's going to affect how you show up. It's going to affect how you talk to people because you understand and know the transformation that you are creating. And this is one of the biggest things that you have to know in order to put your pricing together so that it doesn't feel as scary when you hop onto a discovery call. Here's the deal though. It still will feel scary, especially the first handful of times that you do it. Because throwing out a really big number that you've never thrown out before is probably going to make you want to throw up in your mouth. There's all kinds of stories you're going to tell yourself about why nobody's going to pay you for this thing. And that's fine. Like, the fear gets to exist. It really, though, depends on who you are letting drive the car. So, like, fear gets to ride in the car. Those limiting beliefs, they still exist, but then you get to take back your control and say, like, I understand that right now my brain is trying to keep me safe. And if I want to grow, I have to step into a level of discomfort. And honestly, the first person that you throw out that bigger number to may say no. And when you come back to the drawing board, the thing that you're not going to do is not beat yourself up. You are going to take a look at what that number was, how you showed up, because the thing that I will tell you, and I have been on both sides of the conversation, the side of hiring somebody and the side of being the person who is throwing out those big numbers. And like, until you believe it and feel super confident about it, it's going to come off. So even if somebody is like so close to a yes and they want to say yes to you and you throw out that big number and you feel really apprehensive about it, the energy is going to transfer to the other person and they might say no, even though you are absolutely the person to do it. So one of the reasons why I want you to figure out your pricing before you get on a discovery call and before you, like, the reason I want you to move away from doing custom proposals has a lot to do with the fact that, like, if you can clearly lay out what that transformation is for your clients and you can price it out, because your pricing is going to be dependent upon what that transformation is for their business and what they are able to do within their business because they've hired you, the pricing is no longer about you. The pricing is about what it does for their business. And if you can lay all of that out before you get on a discovery call, you can have that logical conversation with yourself. And then it doesn't feel so scary. Then you're not trying to quote them on the call and feeling like you're going to puke all over the place, not just because you threw out a big number, but like, holy cow, I don't even really know what all needs to go into this project or this retainer that I am quoting somebody. There's a lot of benefits to a no-brainer package that like includes everything that they are looking for. And you understand the transformation you're bringing to the table and they understand it as well. The pricing then becomes not the scariest piece. So how the heck do you actually figure out what this pricing should look like? I've alluded to it a little bit, but here's the biggest thing. You need to know what those big problems are that you're solving for your clients. That is your responsibility and your job. And the best way to do that is by doing market research. It is fundamental to being able to run a sustainable business, working with clients you want to be working with, and being able to provide a systematic transformation for your clients. If you're wondering where the confidence comes from, it comes from actually doing the thing. And so you have to know what it is that you are bringing to the table. What is that transformation that you are providing? That is the biggest piece when it comes to your pricing. It is not about you. It is not about how valuable you are. I mean, it is about how valuable you are, but like when we talk about this pricing conversation, a lot of the thing that you will see on the internet is like, charge your worth. And that gets so sticky because every single one of you is worth so much more than any dollar amount could ever say. It's about the transformation you're bringing to the table. And here's the thing. Once you figure that out, and you need to be able to translate it back to them. So if you are working with business coaches and they have a coaching program that they charge $1,000 to join, and what you are doing is opening up some space and time or increasing their conversions or whatever that will allow them to bring on one or two new people, they are paying for that investment. And this is the conversation you need to have with them. It's not a guarantee. More so, it is translating it to their real life and to like the what you are bringing to the table, what it will allow them to do in their lives, in their businesses. And we're not going to use super vague terms. You're going to use really concrete terms that you have heard from them through your market research. And you will have vetted them before you got on a discovery call. so that you know that they are aware that they have the problem that you are solving. You don't want to get on a discovery call with somebody who is not problem aware. You want to get on a discovery call with somebody who is both problem aware and solution aware. You want them to know before they get on the call with you that, like, you are the person that is going to solve the problem that they're having. And the way that you do that is through content and through conversation, through direct messages, and those sorts of things, and follow-up and building a relationship so that when they are ready, you're having a conversation with them and they are 95% to the yes. The price does not become the biggest objection anymore. And they almost can't say no if the thing that they're really looking for is the transformation that you can clearly describe to them. So your pricing is not about you. Your pricing is about the transformation that you are allowed, that you are able to help them experience because you are taking over a piece of their business. And then you can clearly communicate with them how it's going to change their business, how it is going to open up space, how it is going to allow them to bring in more people into their business. And you have to be able to communicate that to people. If you are sitting there and you're like, cool, Elise, I've done that, and I'm still getting no's, then I would go back to the social proof that you have either in your follow-up email. I would also look at your social media and see where social proof is showing up there. Your social proof is going to be incredibly important the higher your prices get. People want to know that the investment they're making is going to pay off. And I would not encourage you to have like a guarantee. None of us can guarantee anything. However, if you have the social proof, then it becomes easier to say, like, this isn't just something that I'm throwing out there. I've done it with other people before. And therefore, it becomes easier for them to also get to a yes. They need the proof that this thing is actually going to work as well, as much as you do. All right, my friends, if we are not already connected over in social media land, come find me over on Instagram. Let's be friends. And check out the show notes for any of the products that I have that might be able to support you with where you are currently at. I will see you next time. My friend, thank you so much for spending time with me today. It means the world to me. I would love for you to leave a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts and share this episode over on Instagram. Make sure you tag me at Elise_Coulson_. By sharing and reviewing the podcast, you are helping to spread the word so we can help as many service providers as possible avoid burnout and actually get to living the life they've been dreaming of. See you in the next episode.